Tonight, 18 philosophy students will be taking part in a graduation ceremony. It's not your usual ceremony, and not your usual students. The ceremony will be held inside a correctional facility. Half the grads are inmates, the rest are full-time students at Ryerson. Lorraine is a former inmate who's taken the course in past. She has since completed a degree in women's studies. We're not using her full name to protect the identity of her children, but Lorraine is on the line with us now. Lorraine, good morning.
Morning.
And with me in studio is Emma DeCourt. She is a philosophy major at Ryerson. She will be graduating from this course tonight. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
You had your last class last night.
Yes.
What was it like?
It was really nice. It was productive, but it's a bit bittersweet because we're going to miss everyone. So.
Tell me a bit about how this works. Classes with a mixed group of people who are part of this, and as I mentioned, the ceremony tonight is going to be held in a correctional facility. Mm-hmm. What has the class been like? How has it been different than any other class you've been involved in?
Well, so the class is mostly discussion-based, so we don't really do an instructor giving us lectures, and then we take the course content and do assignments. It's not that kind of structure, and it's all we talk about our own experiences with regards to the text, and then, yeah, that's...
And what have you enjoyed about it?
Mostly just, it's been such a different experience that I've ever had before.
I'm going to come back to that in a moment. Yeah. Lorraine, you took this course, 6 years ago when you were incarcerated?
I did. I took the course in September of 2012, the first pilot project course that was offered at GBI.
What was it that drew you to the course?
So I think the actual the description of the course and also the title of the course. I think I was ready at that point in my life where I was searching for those sort of content. Mm. Because at the time I was already registered with Laurentian University, and I was doing the Women's Studies course. So the first course was a social work course titled Diversity, Marginalization, and Oppression, and I was already on the pathway of finding out more about those sort of topics.
You'd been incarcerated for 15 months, as you mentioned, at GVI, Grand Valley Institute. What did the course offer you in that environment?
So, for me, when I first took the course, I was already on the path, on sort of like a war path, you can call it, to finding out answers to what led me to commit my crime. And so, although I wasn't certain that the class was going to provide me with these answers, I sort of looked into some of the course material, mm-hmm. and I was almost willing the course to match my mindset at the time. So it was come hell or high waters, this was going to be something that was going to help me find answers.
I want to ask you both the same question, but I'll start with you, Lorraine. What do you think the value is in having students who are imprisoned and students who are out learning together?
So for me, the big thing is getting rid of preconceived notions. I think that wherever we are, we are guilty of sort of harboring these, and I think that people who think that people who are incarcerated have nothing to teach society is totally incorrect, and so therefore I think the value of this is so that college or university students can hear firsthand. Social justices that actually happens in and around the country. So mm. I think that was very important for them, not to read it in the newspaper or see it on the news, but to actually experience it firsthand.
Emma, for you, what was the advantage of of this unusual structure of having students who are inside and outside learning together?
There are so many different experiences that are really brought to the table when you're having class with people who are just so incredibly different than the people you usually have class with in like a regular university setting. And so that is a strong suit. And I totally agree with Lorraine when she says it kind of does, it helps you break down barriers and kind of you get to know people as people first, not what they're crimes are.
Did you have those preconceived notions? I mean, that idea of what somebody is, who somebody is, if they're behind bars?
I think to an extent, everyone kind of is, just whether it be you come in and you're a bit more nervous than you usually are in regular classrooms. But I would say that we do kind of all have these underlying biases.
What did you learn when you were, going inside? What did you learn?
I thought that I was going to be a bit more scared
about going into a correctional facility,
about my safety. But what I actually was a bit more nervous about was just being in, like, I'm in their space, and this is where they live and they reside. And I just wanted to make sure that everybody felt comfortable and it was a good learning experience. And that's what we did in class, is everyone felt like they had a voice. And I think that that's really, really important.
Lorraine, for you, you talked about learning the material, but what did you learn in those interactions?
So I learned, growing up, I didn't have a voice. I grew up in a predominantly a dominated male environment, and so my grandmother, my aunt, and myself. So the female in our family, they were pretty much dormant. Like they were to be seen but not heard. And of course, that got passed down to from generations to generations. So for the longest time, I was actually this people pleaser, just really wanted to be liked, right, and just really wanted to fit into any sort of group I was in. Mm. So I was one of those persons that was without a voice, and really I didn't think that even if I spoke up, anybody had anything to learn from what I had to say. So I was very, very quiet, right, for the most part.
What an experience that would do in terms of changing that through a course like this. It's a real pleasure to talk to you both. Enjoy the graduation.
Thank you.
Lorraine, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Lorraine is a past graduate of the Walls to Bridges philosophy course. Emma DeCourt is graduating tonight. 6 universities offer this course. And again, the interesting thing about this, as you just heard, it brings outside students to correctional facilities to study with students inside the facilities. Neat idea.